Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Klal Samaches, and we're holding and learning Simon Yad Zayin, which is that the Chayyadam quotes, brings the sources which say that a person should serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu Me'avas Hashem. We spoke about the concept of serving Me'avas Hashem. I want to clarify two points. We know that there's a concept that a person should be, the Mishnah in Obis says that a person should not be Obed Hashem Aman Asakabal Paras, but he should do it Shalom Aman Asakabal Paras. That the purpose of serving the Avodah is because you're expressing your love for Kodesh Baruch Hu, your love for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore you're not doing it because you want to receive reward. So that's an important story that let's say a person does do it, Amanas the Kabbal Pras. He's doing it because he wants to get some benefit out of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is still valid. The mitzvah, he's still makayim in the mitzvah, but the extra element of the mitzvah is an expression of Avas Hashem is lacking. The Gemara says that a person should be obed the Kodesh Baruch Hu b'torah shelo lishma, shemitorah shelo lishma. A person should be osek b'torah mitzvahs shelo lishma, shemitorah shelo lishma bo lishma. Which means a person does do mitzvahs for an ulterior motive. Whether a person wants to get covered out of it, he wants to get a reward out of it, a person wants to get somebody to like them because of it. There are different reasons why a person would be motivated to do mitzvahs other than the mitzvah itself. But the Gemara says, Lo'olam, a person should always be over to Kodesh Baruch Hu, do Torah mitzvahs, mitarach shlo lishma, shemitarach shlo lishma bo lishma. So, the language of Lo'olam means it always has to happen like that. So a person will fool themselves to jump, I'm going to jump straight into the Madrega of Avas Hashem, and I'm going to have a commitment to Torah Mitzvahs, which is with that a constant commitment to Torah Mitzvahs because of Avas Hashem is not true. It's the person is fooling themselves. The person says that right now I need other motivations to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and my goal is to reach the point that I should not need those other motivations. Mitarach Shelo Lishma, Bo Lishma. My goal is that through the Shelo Lishma, I should reach the Madrega of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishma. So, truth is, I would like to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishma. I would like to be in the Madrega that my mitzvahs are expressing my love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that itself, the fact that I want that, shows that I have some motivation of Avas Hashem in my mitzvahs. So I have some kiyum of Avas Hashem because I want that to happen. But I also recognize that I have yetzaharas, I have different things which pull at me. And unless I have the shlo lishma to bolster the lishma, it's not going to happen. So Chazal say this is a necessary step in the person's process. The Vilna Gaon says, based on a pasuk in Mishlei, that a person who tries to skip this step and he jumps to a higher step and then he falls, and he's angry at Hashem. Why didn't Hashem help him? It's because he skipped steps, and a person should never skip a step in the process. Chazal tell us, Lo'olam Hayodam, a person should be Oisik in terms of Shalom Lishma. So that's the point out that we're saying that a person should not skip that step. A person skips a step, eventually they fall. Now, what age is that, and how prevalent is this concept? So we pointed out the language is that La'olam Yasek Adam B'Torah Mitzvah Shlo Lishma. Shemitach Shlo Lishma B'Torah Lishma. The Rambam has it, Rav Volba quotes in his Sefer Ali Shur from the Rambam in a Sefer called Pirkei Hatzlocha. And the Rambam says that that a younger child starts doing Torah Mitzvahs, you offer the child a candy. The child gets a little bit older, the candy's not going to motivate them, so you offer them a little bit of money. Person goes a little bit old, gets a little bit older, so you offer them that if they learn, they'll get a good shidduch. Person continues a little bit older, and you offer them that if you learn well, you're going to get a good position, a klayus, get a good shtela. And eventually, as the person gets much older, a person will reach a madrega that he's learning and doing mitzvahs only lishma. So that's quite a many steps that the Rambam is saying. The person is not ready, even though the person is already older and learning, he still needs that extra motivation of Shlo Lishma. Excuse me. So the Shlo says the same idea. And the Shloss says that eventually when a person reaches the ages of 60 years old, he will be able to learn Torah totally just Lishma. So a person should not be discouraged by the fact that it's taking them a long time to reach this Madrega that the Chayadim is referring to, because it takes a long time. But that's okay. That's why we're here. Furthermore, the Reb Chaim Volozhin, when he talks about learning Torah Shlo Lishma, says, Mitoch Shlo Lishma Bo Lishma. In the moments of Shlo Lishma, your person feels the flavor of Lishma. You start Shlo Lishma, and as you're learning the Shlo Lishma, there's a moment where you connect to the Lishma. The same thing would be true by mitzvahs. A person starts Shlo Lishma. So I start doing the mitzvah for whatever reason, but once I'm doing it itself, many times there's a moment where you just feel the pure connection to the mitzvah. So in the Shlo Lishma itself, there's a moment of Lishma. Have a good day.